Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. She's an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books are The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. These books will assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. Now, to schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and let me spell that for you. It's MARILOU, Mary Lou, with an I in there, and McIntyre is MCINTYRE, MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And I should let folks know that we have a bad thunderstorm going on here, so if for some reason the broadcast abruptly ends, that's the reason. If I lose power, I lose the power to broadcast. But let me introduce Dr. McIntyre, and let me ask you, Dr. McIntyre, how are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm sorry to hear that the weather back there is so erratic, but it seems to be like a national problem, doesn't it, David?
It seems to be a global problem.
Well, maybe even that, yeah.
And there are people that don't think we've got a weather problem, but to each his own. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions.
Right. It's not only weather, but everything seems to be struggling to survive or to control or something. Something's really going on that I don't recall ever experiencing in all the past lives that I've personally experienced.
Right.
I think maybe this is the final cleansing on this planet before we finally recognize that we are created in God's image and that we are here to love one another and to appreciate and love this planet. Because that's why I came. How about you?
I came here the same reason, to appreciate life, but I've had to overcome a lot of challenges. I've accumulated a lot of karma from other lifetimes, and I'm working on getting rid of that karma, setting it straight, and moving on so that hopefully there won't be that many more lifetimes to come.
Exactly. Let's assume that this is your last one. This is your ascension life. This is your forever life, David.
Well, I like that idea, and I'll take it.
Okay, you got it.
Well, tonight Mary Lou is going to be taking you to one lifetime, unless Spirit moves her to do otherwise. But the thing is, it's going to be a snippet of what you can get if you work with her. And she does work over the telephone or in person. And Mary Lou, maybe you'd like to tell people before we begin about how you work with people.
Well, I did discover after leaving the church or the foundation that I was the minister in, and moved into a private home, that I could make connection over the phone, voice to voice, which really amazed me. And then I could also contact the caller's image in the Hall of Images. You know, there really is a Hall of Image. There really is a library of life. And as we live each life and experience each experience, there is a record of it, not necessarily a book like we have in our physical libraries, but there is an ability to be able to contact that energy, and through my guides and some spiritual development that I underwent, I'm able to do that for people. Because for those that have problems, sometimes just the realization that it has nothing to do, or I should say if it has nothing to do with this lifetime, then it can be ignored. Like if you have a fear of water, and there's no reason for you to have that fear of water, well, then you can just stop fearing it. However, if in the past, you know, you had a tragic drowning or something, that trauma, that fear, has become a part of you, and unless you can release it on your own, sometimes people, by reliving, you know, hearing about it and realizing that it has nothing to do with this lifetime, they can get over it. Because if it doesn't affect you, if there's no problem really, then don't make it a problem for yourself. And I would just like to quickly, David, if it's okay, give you a rundown on all three books that can help if you can't make a call for some reason.
That's perfectly okay.
Read the books.
Go for it.
Okay. The first one, as he said, was Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now. Learn how to break through the time-space barriers to heal your life. This book is a roadmap to heal phobias and fears from a past life that create irrational behavior. It may be the missing link to healing what psychologists and medical field overlook. It covers spiritual healing and conscious past life regressions. And it's documented successful healing for individuals as a result of these regressions. And also there's some steps in there if you, you know, tune to it and experiment with it. You too, perhaps, can move into your past life existence. And you know, that's up to you, of course. Another book is Life is Forever, Get Used to It. This provides proof of survival after death. My true life story is it's an adventure into realms of the paranormal to learn about life here and hereafter. This book provides proof of survival after physical death to comfort the mourner and inspire the truth seeker. Both the skeptic and the curious can glimpse into worlds and find contentment. New worlds. And then I thought I was through because that's my story. Those two books were my unfoldment and my reaching out to help others. And that's what I wrote about because that's what I knew about. And then one day I was just, you know, working around, just being me. And I heard this voice in my head that says, about a million years ago, I was once with you. And I thought, or something, you know, something to that effect. And I thought, what the heck is that? And this went on for days. And you know, I wasn't psychic, or I certainly didn't acknowledge myself as being psychic and being able to talk to the dead or anything like that. But so I finally said, whoever that is, stop it. And finally, this sweet little voice introduced herself as an angel that wanted me to write her book. Since I'd written two books about my life, she thought maybe I would write a book about some of her experiences, since she heard the call for help, and she was an angel named Forever. And she wanted, you know, to reach out and help and bring through some suggestions on how to create a happier life. And that book ended up being called The Forever Principles, listening to an angel voice in my head, because I indeed did become her secretary. And you can use this book to contact the inner spiritual essence to improve the quality of your life, as well as ideas to consider about exterior concepts of reality and how to be in control of your future. This book shows you how in a humorous way. What if you were an angel? Would you just play the harp all the time, or want to experience the different dimensions of the universe and continue to grow in wisdom? This is a fun how-to book, as well as what if. You can decide for yourself. And so the healing phobias and fears and irrational behavior with a past life reading or regression with no hypnosis via the phone, I finally developed the ability to regress. Not just give readings, but to regress the caller individually. And you can make an appointment by going to the website that David gave you, MarilouMcIntyre.com, and request an appointment. And you can click on the contact page for the appointment to cleanse subconscious and past life traumas with an Akashic Record reading or a regression. I look forward to helping you and your loved ones. And and I'm very happy to be here talking to David and the rest of you. That's why I'm known as the Fearbuster, because that's what I do. I go around doing that. It sounds vicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Let me give an example before we go to the callers of how you helped me bust a fear.
I
had this phobia about passing cars, always thinking that I was going to get run into, even though I couldn't see any cars coming. It would be with me, and it developed rather suddenly a few years ago. And then you did a reading for me, and in it you helped me see that I had been a gladiator in a much earlier lifetime, and that I'd had a very serious accident where I was maimed and was never able to pursue my career again. And once that happened, lo and behold, my fears disappeared. So I just wanted to let people know that it does work, And with that said, we can go to the phone lines if you would like.
I would like that, sure.
And just to let the callers know, Mary Lou works with fears or real deeply rooted problems that you have in your life. That's how she can get into the Akashic Records to give you the best reading possible. So keep that in mind. And our caller here is Tim. And Tim, you're live.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourself and tell me what the situation is?
Oh, sure. My name is Tim, and I guess most of my fears are just anxiety about money, career, finding a new job, figuring out life purpose, what I'm going to do.
Tim, I'm sorry, but I'm having difficulty understanding what you're saying. I don't know.
Okay, sure. Let me speak clearly. Maybe this works better.
I hope the weather isn't affecting us.
Go ahead.
Okay,
Tim.
No problem.
I heard what you said, but go ahead.
Sure. I said so. Most of my fears are monetary based. You know, worrying about money, career, job, where I'm going, what I'm doing. That's most of my fears day to day.
Did you get that, Mary Lou?
Not really, not fully. I'm sorry.
He has a lot of anxiety about money and career and where he's going in this life. And it's been bothering him quite a bit.
You mean you're having trouble succeeding with anything?
Yes.
Tim?
Job and career-wise. Yes, job and career-wise. Yeah, I'm having a little issue
yes,
trying to figure that out.
Struggling.
Okay. And you think that's something beyond your everyday natural behavior?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, well, I see you, I don't see you yet, but I see a Roman palace with like an army or secure guards securing it. And, here you come. You're coming in on a horse. And they're not giving me the name it's a pope. It's a pope that you're guarding. And you are in control of a massive number of men that guard the Pope and everybody that has anything to do with him. So you're a very, very prominent person, very well liked. Pardon?
No, I'm just listening.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm listening.
He's listening, he says.
Oh, okay. Yes, can you feel that? Do you see the hustle bustle of all these men on horses and on foot just kind of milling around, taking up time while they're guarding the Pope and his entourage? Do you feel that at all?
Yes, I'm visualizing that. I can feel it.
Yeah, good, okay. Well, what happens is the power that you have been able to attain kind of goes to your head. And you think, oh, boy, I'm really a hot shot. I can do anything. Nobody can bother me because I'm at the top of my rack here. I can't do anything wrong. And so you start drinking is what happens.
Oh.
And, pardon?
No, just listening.
So
okay. I'm just listening.
He's listening, he says.
Oh, okay. All right. When he talks, that kind of breaks the thing for me.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. So what happens is it's finally found out that you're drinking and riding around in the saddle, you know, on this huge mount, and it's really glorious, beautiful horse. But you're stone cold drunk, and it's gotten so bad that you can't hardly even talk straight. And of course, it becomes recognized, and the rumor starts. And it's not a rumor because it is true. And eventually, it gets to the Pope and the commission surrounding him. And you are not only released from your glorious position, but you are put in jail. And you are actually put in, I think at that time they called them stocks, where your ankles and wrists are like, oh, is the only word I can think of is stocks.
Bound? Are they bound?
Well, yeah. So they can't move. They're connected with chains.
Yes.
And so there you are. You are now stuck. You not only can't drink, you can't do anything. You can't hardly move more than 5 feet in any direction, and you're virtually ignored. So. From being, you know, at the top of the social structure, you are now the shame of everybody, or a shame to everybody, perhaps I should say. And so you just start wilting and wilting, and pretty soon you just pass, not necessarily of a broken heart, but because you did such a stupid thing, you threw away the beautiful life that God had given you. And you took that with you. You took that sorrow. And like just blaming yourself. And you are the only one to blame. But that was back then and there. Don't be afraid that that's going to happen again, unless you make it happen, unless you, you know, fall into a drinking pattern. And I would suggest that you never do that, because perhaps, you know, you won't be able to control it. So whatever your career ambition is in this lifetime, know that you can succeed and that you can, you know, get to the top of the division, whatever, you know, whatever you're in. Just have trust in yourself, Tim. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, David.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you for calling in, Tim. Best wishes to you, okay? Well, Mary Lou,
yes.
It's just you and I. What should we talk about?
Oh, my goodness. Really? We didn't advertise this one very well, did we?
That's all right. There's always another time, and you and I can talk after I end the broadcast and set up another time. But I would be interested in knowing how this all began for you. How you first started reading the Akashic Records, and what it's done for you. And you now say that you can do regressions, which is something relatively new for you. But I wondered if you'd give us a little bit of a history about how these things manifested in your life.
Yeah, the regressions are not relatively new, but the regressions over the phone are just in the last 6 months that I realized that it can actually, our communication can actually affect the consciousness of the individual on the phone. But, well, David, I just have to suggest to you that you read Life is Forever, get used to it.
Well, I can do that, but the reason I'm asking that is because people will be listening to this podcast.
I
perhaps
know.
Perhaps that's the advice you'd give to them too. I
yes,
just wondered
yes.
if you'd like to talk.
But I'm just teasing you because.
Oh, all right.
Okay, my life story. I can't hardly believe it myself. Because when I was about 7 years old, I started looking for God. I started realizing that there had to be a plan for life, and there had to be somebody that could, you know, help me find it and do it. And my family was not religious. They thought I was kind of a weird kid because I was talking about going to church all the time. But I wasn't old enough. So when I finally got to be old enough to take the bus, I took the went to the closest church to where I lived, and it happened to be Baptist. But I ended up being baptized in every Christian church in Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't mess around, did you?
I would think when I would go to a new church, I'd think, okay, now God is here. God must be here because he wasn't in the other ones. And, you know, some of them I went to for a couple of years, but then, you know, I realized that the minister wasn't speaking directly from God and wasn't behaving in a godly way, you know, that type of thing.
Yes.
And so then I would go on looking, you know, keep looking. And why I never thought of any of the Eastern religions, I don't know. Well, I do know now, but at the time, I just eventually, you know, started going to college, ended up going to a Catholic university, and I really liked Catholicism. I liked all the pomp and circumstance and, you know, all the special things they had. And I figured, you know, there were some things I didn't quite understand, but that was because, you know, I was a lowly sinner. You know, I bought their story.
Right.
So is what it really amounts to. And I ended up meeting a man, marrying him, and having four children. He wanted a nice Catholic family. So he got a nice Catholic family. The problem was he was a gambler. And there wasn't enough money to go around. So I told him, so you want the Catholic family? You got it. Now you support it or get out. Rather crudely, I'm putting it, but
right.
Basically that was pretty much it. So he got out. He went to California. And so it was really, this was at a time, of course, within the Catholic community, you know, divorce wasn't acknowledged or even thought of. But there I was, getting divorced and having to support four children with a husband, with an ex-husband that wasn't even around. And it was at a time in Seattle, Seattle is pretty much supported by Boeing. I'm sure even you know that, don't you, David?
Actually, I did not. Now I've learned something.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and there was a big layoff. And so half the people in Seattle were unemployed. And so here's me, with no experience on anything hardly, with four children to support. And I finally got a job selling cleaning tickets. I would go door to door selling these cleaning coupons, you know, that would give you a discount for blouses and shirts and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sell enough every night to be able to buy dinner for that night, which would be maybe $5, which would be maybe two books, you know, and that's how I survived. I even got called in once by the IRS. They wanted to know how I was able to survive with four children and no real visible income. But, you know, I had a lot of help from spirit side, because I came here to do a mission. And so I got sidetracked a little bit, or I was being blocked. But I was also being helped because I was very blessed. And so eventually, though, it just got to be too much for me. And I had... their father, I had given the kids to him to take care of because he wasn't taking care of them when I had them. And so I was in an apartment in Seattle, still in Seattle, and I just stood at the window. You know, I was looking out of the window one night, and I said, "God help me. I'm at the bottom of a garbage can, and I can't get out. I need help," because I was ready to jump. I was really ready to jump from that window. But for some blessed reason, I didn't. But when I went to bed, I didn't care if I woke up I was done, you know. And so I went into the testing clinic where I worked the next day. And I happened to be out in the lobby area when this good-looking guy came in and asked for me by name. And I thought he was there to, you know, sign up his company for psychological testing. No, he was there to see me, and he had asked me if I'd ever heard of a place called Aquarian Foundation that was like 2 miles away from where I worked. And I said, no, I had never heard of it. And he said, well, he had gone there the day before, which was Sunday, to church, and he said there's it's run by a medium, and the medium went into trance as he did every Sunday. You know, he tried to explain kind of, but I didn't know what the heck he was talking about. But anyhow, he said he sent a message to his master teacher, you know, just thank you and hello and I love you and that kind of thing. And the master teacher came through his medium and asked if he would do the masters a favor. And he said, sure, of course. And he was then given the address where I worked and where he was standing at that time. He was given my address and asked to go and get me and bring me to the foundation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. He asked for you by name then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody there knew me. I never even heard of spiritualism or mediumship or, I mean, in any meaningful way, you know. And so he said, you know, please come to the next meeting. And I said, oh, sure, sure. You know, what a dumb way to try to meet somebody. I was thinking, you know, that this was all a sham. And but I had a gal that was working with me happened to be in the same area and heard all of this. And so after this John left, she said, I'll go with you next Sunday if you want to go. Because I wasn't going, you know, I wouldn't have gone. If that gal had not been here or been there and said she would go with me. See how everything is so planned? Isn't it just incredible when you think it was Shakespeare was certainly right. You know, we're all just actors on a stage.
That's right. We are.
Yeah.
We're
just acting out, you know, through. And so we went, and I put a message in, like John said he had done, and I asked why, you know, why they called for me. And but the minute I walked in, I saw a statue of, I can't even think of who it was now, but one of the saints that had multi arms. Do you know who that might have been?
I know of Medusa, but she wasn't a saint.
No. That was her head was full of snakes.
Right. Was this an Indian saint?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I don't know the name, but I know who you're referring
yes,
to.
Yes, and I had seen her in a dream the night before going to the foundation.
Mm.
And then when I walked in, there it was. Isn't that something?
It is, yeah.
So I thought, oh, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So anyhow, in the message, I was told things or things were referred to that I knew nobody else in the world knew because I had never told people. Like even the name of my ex-boyfriend. You know, that kind of thing. And so I knew that if this guy, you know, the medium, if he could get information like this, so could I. And there was indeed a source of intelligence that we could tap into. And I joined that day and been a member ever since. So that's pretty much my story to begin with, and that began my opening. And are you tired of listening to me?
No, I think it's fascinating. Thank you for sharing it.
Oh, you are sure welcome.
Well, I think that probably the listeners to this podcast will be very interested too. And folks, look on the schedule. I'm going to put Mary Lou back on the schedule in early December. So check out the schedule around the beginning of the month, and you will find her. And in the meantime, I encourage you to contact her at MaryLouMcIntyre.com because you will get a full reading from her. And so that would be my best suggestion to any of you. And, of course, there the books that were mentioned already that you can find on Amazon.com. Or they're on your website, too, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. So those are some things that you can do in the meantime. And for now, I want to thank you, Dr. McIntyre, for joining me tonight. And please stay on the line after I end the episode.
All right. I will be happy to do that. And I certainly hope I help to, make things easier for people by realizing that we are guided, we are helped, we are protected, we do have a purpose. And we should just love one another and never mind all this garbage that's happening. Just start loving.
That's a great message. That's a great closing message. And let's end right there. I don't need to say another word.
Okay, that's my story.
Okay, good night and God bless everybody.
Yes, I say the same.